News. I'm Hayap Antwani. There's a search for an escaped inmate convicted of murder in North Carolina. At a press briefing, Keith Acree with the North Carolina Department of Adult Correction says the reward for information has been upped.
Dave Martin or Jay-Z, yourself.
The United States Marshals Service is contributing an additional $10,000 to the reward amount that's not available, which now brings the total reward available to $35,000. For information that relates to the capture of Ramon Alston.
That audio is courtesy of WTVD. There's been a ruling over wording about abortion rights.
The ruling means an informational pamphlet for Arizona voters who will decide in the fall whether to guarantee a constitutional right to an abortion can use the words unborn human being when describing a fetus. The proposed amendment would allow abortions until a fetus could survive outside the womb, typically about 24 weeks, with exceptions to save the mother's life or to protect her physical or mental health. Arizona Supreme Court justices sided with Republican lawmakers over proponents of the ballot measure on abortion rights. The group Arizona for Abortion Access says the ruling is disappointing, but it will not deter them to communicate to voters why it's critical to vote yes to restore and protect access to abortion care in the fall. I'm Ed Donahue.
AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that a federal judge has warned Google to brace for a shakeup of the Android App Store.
A U.S. district judge in San Francisco has indicated that he will order major changes in Google's Android App Store in order to punish the company for engineering a system that a jury declared an illegal monopoly. The forthcoming shakeup will likely include a mandate requiring Google's Play Store for Android phones to offer consumers a choice to download alternative app stores. An order is expected within the next few weeks, possibly before Labor Day weekend. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq resigned effective immediately. The head of the prestigious New York University announced in a message to the university community. In her statement, she acknowledged the protests that roiled the campus this year, along with others worldwide, factored into her decision. Shafiq was named president of the university last year and was the first woman to take on the role. And she was one of several women newly appointed to take the reins at Ivy League institutions. She had previously led the London School of Economics and before that worked at the World Bank, where she rose through the ranks to become the bank's youngest ever vice president. Shafiq said in her letter that she'll return to the United Kingdom to lead an effort by the Foreign Secretary's office reviewing the government's approach to international development and how to improve capability. And Wallace Wally Amos, the creator of the cookie empire that took his name and made it famous, and who went on to become a children's literary advocate, has died. I'm Hayap Antwani, AP News.